This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't think Shedeur Sanders is going number two. The signs point to him not going number three either. I think there's three options on Shedeur Sanders. 9, New Orleans. 21, Pittsburgh. Those are the two scenarios in my mind that are most plausible right now. This is, to me, going to be the great question. Where does Shedeur Sanders go? Because it doesn't look like two or three. So is he going 9 to New Orleans, 21 to Pittsburgh? Is he going to the Browns or Giants who trade back up? Or is there a wild card scenario out there that we don't see, that we haven't talked about?
Adam Schefter on Shedeur Sanders. And we find out yesterday, Doran, that tomorrow, Shedeur Sanders will be in Pittsburgh making a top 30 visit. Jackson Dart just a couple of weeks ago. Or was it last week?
Last week.
Oh, my God. Time is moving very slow.
Mm-hmm.
Just last week, Jackson Dart was at the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex for a visit. And somewhere in that time frame, they took Jalen Milroe to dinner at the Alabama Pro Day. Doran, the Steelers are doing their due diligence on quarterbacks in a way we haven't seen since 2022. And in 2022, everyone was convinced that if the Steelers took one in the first round, it would be Malik Willis. They didn't. They wound up taking Kenny Pickett.
Uh-huh.
They want to know as much as they can about these guys. That's good process. I have no problem with it. Hey, you need a quarterback. You don't have a franchise quarterback. You might not have an Aaron Rodgers. You think you do, but you might not. We'll find out perhaps tonight at the big night at, which we'll get into later on in the show. It would be a really dumb thing for them not to talk to Dart, not to talk to Sanders, not to, I guess, talk to Milroe or be interested in some of the, you know, mid-round quarterbacks. But it is real quick, starting to feel like 2022 all over again. And I think that they really might take a quarterback 21st overall.
I think it's very, very possible. I think it always has been if a guy's available. And I've always said I would never reach for a guy that had an evaluation early on in another round other than the first round than a guy that slips that does have an evaluation of a first round pick. And if Shedeur Sanders is on the board, the Steelers are absolutely going to take him. Now, I think that all of this is starting to come to fruition and come to light in the last week or so with these two quarterbacks in a way to force Aaron Rodgers to sign, to tell him that we are looking for a first-round quarterback, a young quarterback. We may go that direction. And you know what? If we do, we're not going to need you. So if you're planning to sign this contract after the draft, we might not give it out. Because we might not think that we need to. We're fine with going with Mason to start the season. If that doesn't go well, then we have our young quarterback that we'll infuse into the lineup. I think that maybe have a little bit to do with the chatter around Jackson Dart and Shedeur Sanders. And I also believe that a little part of me believes that what they're telling us is that their college scout staff, who goes around to every game and scouts different players, they don't just scout the college players that are here now. They scout into the future. They scout next year, they scout the year after that of who's coming up in the drafts, and then they plan for that. I think that they're telling us that they're not in love with anybody in next year's draft as well. That they may think that one of these quarterbacks are better, Jackson Dart or Shedeur Sanders are better, and maybe Milroe are better than the guys that are coming out next year, because there's a lot of, most of the guys are unproven. Haven't proved anything. Arch Manning hasn't done anything.
No, nothing.
It's all hope. So you just don't know what you're going to get next year's draft. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of guys coming out, but you don't know what the pedigree is going to be at the end of the season.
No, so, and you know this better than anybody. I mean, you get into the scouting and the draft process, and all the scouts are at all these pro days, and they're all at the combine, and there's groupthink, man.
Yes, there is.
Big time echo chamber groupthink stuff where, you know, every team's going to evaluate every prospect probably a little bit differently, but groupthink goes into this big time.
Huge. I mean, what do you think I did whenever I was covering the Pitt Pro Day? I mean, I know personally a lot of scouts were there whenever in Buffalo or wherever I was, Detroit, that remember me from when I was playing, and we all sat at the table and I asked them all the questions that I want to know. And then they were talking within each other. Not their secrets, obviously, but what they actually think about guys.
Oh, my God. They're shooting the breeze.
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, and it wasn't consistent, I will say that, about the guys that we're talking about being at 21. With Shedeur, it wasn't consistent. With Jackson Dart, it wasn't consistent. Like, everybody had a different evaluation on each guy. Now, sometimes, you know who they were consistent about? Abdul Carter.
Well, right, but...
That's it.
What I'm saying is... And I get what you're saying, is there seems to be this collective groupthink, and I've fallen victim to this, that next year's draft is going to be God's gift to quarterback needy teams. And when you really start zeroing in on it, who are the example? Everyone loves the Tennessee kid, fair enough. Everyone wants to love Arch Manning. If his name wasn't Manning... The guy's barely played. Now, when he has, he's looked good, and he's mobile, and he's got the measurables. But if his name wasn't Manning, he wouldn't be leading the country in NIL.
No.
And it wouldn't be, I don't know, whatever the alliteration version of Tank for Manning would be. Like, if his name wasn't Manning, people might like him, but no one's falling over themselves right now with how little he's proved to draft him. So I don't know. Is next year's draft going to be great? We don't know. That's the thought. But it's not a fact.
No.
And so if you're the Steelers, absolutely do your homework, because maybe you like Shedeur more than other teams do. Like, just because Mel Kiper might think a certain way about a guy, or Dane Brugler might think a certain way about a guy, or Ryan Wilson, or name your draft, Nick, might think a certain way about a guy, doesn't mean that Omar Khan doesn't think that this guy would be, and I'm talking specifically about Shedeur, would be a first-round pick in any other draft. They might just have a first-round grade on him. Like, independent of anybody else, relative to the competition. So if you're not doing your homework, it's a dereliction of duty here.
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of these coaches and scouts and GMs, they have personal relationships with college coaches. And it'd be ridiculous for us to think that Mike Tomlin doesn't have a personal relationship with Deion Sanders and has been in contact with Deion Sanders and had legit conversations like, look, you're the head coach of Colorado. You're not Shador's dad. What would we be getting if we drafted? Mm-hmm. Like, and I think Deion would be honest.
Level with me
yeah. Here. Like, they are talking. They get the inside of what's actually going on in some of these situations. I mean, even with Milroe and even Nick Saban, you know, like, you call Saban. I know Saban wasn't his coach last year, but you call Saban. He's the one who recruited him. Like, what am I getting? What are we getting? Well, should we think about this? Like, that's the conversation. I think people know that.
Right.
That are going on. But I just, you know, I talked to another scout, high-level scout, asked them about next year's draft, too. Nobody sticks out. That was the answer. Nobody sticks out to me right now. We have to see. So that's kind of where everybody is at, I believe. And you do your deep dive of figuring out what those guys can potentially be. But as you know it right now, there's three guys, maybe four, in this draft that people are going to fall in love with or are falling in love with. And one of those guys is going to be there at 21. I know that. I could feel that. One of those guys is going to be there at 21, and it's going to get very, very interesting to see where the Steelers go. That's what makes this so exciting. That's why we talk about it every day, because it is going to be so exciting, because they need other positions. They need to create depth. They need legit starters at other legit positions. But does quarterback trump that for the Pittsburgh Steelers?
If you love a guy, it should always trump it.
But what if you love three? What if you love Grant? What if you love Hampton?
I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. But if you love Shador Sanders, that should supersede everything.
You're saying quarterback should trump
absolutely.
Every, yeah.
Absolutely. And that's why I don't. Now, that's just me. And I know what I know about football. And Omar Khan and Andy Weidel and Mike Tomlin, they know what they know about football. And they've forgotten more about it than I will ever know. I can't do it. Now, I do think this is a better quarterback draft than 2022. Like, maybe Kenny would always have gone in the first round, even if it weren't the Steelers. Maybe he goes after 20. Maybe someone trades up after 20 and takes the guy. I don't know, and I don't necessarily want to relitigate that history. Like, I'm not going to take that away from Kenny. Mm-hmm. Kenny, if the Steelers didn't take you, you're not a first-round pick. I don't know that. I know nobody else was. I know nobody else was taken until the third round. I think you're going to see at least four guys go in the top two rounds. And that's because I don't know if Miller winds up being a first-day guy or a second-day guy, but I don't think he goes beyond that. So it's a better draft. It is. But it would be a similar-level mistake for me. Like, you take a quarterback with significant flaws at 21. You are then married to that guy for a bare minimum of 2 years. And I'll tell you this right now. If you draft Shador Sanders, he ain't going to be gone in year three. Like, that guy they're hanging on to for at least 4 years.
Yes.
They're not going to trade Deion's kid, I don't think, after 2 years.
Right.
I just don't see that happening. I don't think Mike Tomlin would do that to him. I don't think Mike Tomlin would do that to Deion. And I think they'd give him more opportunity to hang on to the job.
Uh-huh.
So if you draft this guy and he doesn't work out, that is a massive mistake that sets the franchise back, not just 2 years, but 4 years. And I just can't get on board with it. What do you think? 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Super hot take forthcoming, Storm. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Everyone brace yourselves on the parkway. Callis, strap in back there, buddy.
Oh, if I'm not strapped in already. I mean, come on. Come on.
Just haymakers flying left and right. Everybody strap in. Here comes a hot take. Just be prepared for them to take a quarterback at 21. That's not a hot take. Just be prepared. Be prepared. There's a very legitimate chance that they do that. They're not wasting all this time on visits.
No.
Just to be sending smoke screens. And they're not wasting this time on visits just to get Aaron Rodgers to sign his deal. Now, I will agree. I do think, in a way, they are holding Rodgers' feet to the flames a little bit. Like, they can do two things at once. They can be trying to pressure Rodgers and also legitimately be interested in taking a guy 21st overall.
Yeah, just because they would sign Rodgers doesn't mean that they wouldn't take somebody at 24.
Exactly.
Like, I think they're interested in doing both.
And from their standpoint, to me, that's good business.
Yes.
If they love the guy. Again,
right.
I'm not taking a quarterback. But from their standpoint, just because you bring Rodgers in doesn't mean you can't take Shador or Jackson Dart. And from their standpoint, again, it might make a ton of sense for either of those guys to sit and to sit behind a Hall of Famer. So I get it from their standpoint. I just wouldn't do it. Would you? 412-928-9370. That's the real Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick, Home Improvement, TrustPJ.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face.
That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Text Us brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We have spent so much time on Aaron Rodgers since day one of the legal tampering period that I'm not going to say we've largely ignored the quarterback element in the draft, Dorn. We just haven't spent that much time on it. And Jackson Dart visits the team last week. Shador Sanders going to visit the team tomorrow. And they had a nice little dinner with Jalen Milroe. This is starting to feel very real. Now, you're going to need some things to happen for your guy at quarterback to be there at 21. I would hope that they have it tiered here, Dorn, and that there's one guy that they would absolutely prefer, and it's not just we're taking a QB at 21. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, we need a quarterback. We got to take one at 21. No, if you're in love with the guy, take one at 21. But it can't just be we need one, and here are the guys who have been mocked and the group thinks says could be first round or adjacent talents, and we just panic and take a guy.
Yeah, I just wonder if it's unison. Like, if Omar feels the same way that Tomlin feels the same way, that Andy feels the same way, that Art feels the same way about one guy. I don't know.
Probably not. That's just not the way of the world.
No, but how can you come to a common ground and compromise to say, like, okay, this guy's worth taking at 21? I don't know. Like, I wonder who trumps who in a situation like this. Like, I wonder if
Tomlin, I think.
Even after last situation of drafting a first-round pick?
Yeah. I think probably Tomlin, because I think he's driving the bus on Rodgers.
Yeah.
Just reading the tea leaves and what guys like Art and Omar have said in their media availabilities, I just feel like Tomlin's the one who's always been driving the Rodgers bus. And if he's driving it with that guy, you'd think he probably is with everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's a franchise quarterback you're looking for. I get why they're doing it. I understand the due diligence. One of these guys may wind up being very, very good. And you at least need to do your homework on them. But now they're spending a lot of time on these guys. A lot of time on these guys. Like, they ain't just coming in for a cup of coffee. You're breaking it all down.
Yeah.
So I think it's a realistic possibility that the Steelers take a quarterback at 21. How does that make you feel? Shall we go to the phone lines?
Yes.
Donovan in Elwood City. That just gives me flashbacks to last night, that St. Louis Cardinals guy who just, Brendan Donovan, hits the hell out of the baseball. He's hitting like, he's like Ted Williams against the Pirates. Anyway. Sorry to lump you in, Donovan. How you doing?
You're all right. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question. If they do end up taking a wide receiver or even a defensive lineman in the first round, what's the possibility of them even potentially taking a quarterback in the third or fourth round? Like, say none of the top five guys are available. Who do you think they would go with, Will Howard or Quinn Ewers?
Thank you, Donovan.
Probably Will Howard. But didn't they have Quinn Ewers in too, or didn't they talk to Quinn Ewers?
I have to go back and look.
But that doesn't matter. You know,
he's a different cut of quarterback.
I think Mike Tomlin likes Ohio State players. I think the Steelers like Ohio State players. So I think that, I don't know. If it's a third round, I really don't even think about that. Like, I don't compare. Like, if it's a third round quarterback, name a quarterback. Fine.
Right. Because
they're not going to be a factor.
Right. That would be their next Mason Rudolph.
Yes.
Which I don't think is a wasted draft pick, and we've had this conversation before. Like, you take a mid-round flyer on a guy, and he winds up being your backup quarterback for pretty much no money for 4 years, maybe longer. That's not a bad thing.
No.
Not a bad thing. The Steelers did meet with Quinn Ewers at the NFL scouting combine, which I always sort of take with a grain of salt. I mean, they're going to talk to a million different people, but then they did before his pro day, too, Quinn Ewers. I mean, I would rather have Will Howard than Quinn Ewers in the mid rounds, but it doesn't move the needle much for me.
No.
412-928-9370. I guess I'll reframe the question. Like, how does it make you feel if the Steelers draft a quarterback? How does it make you feel if they take one in round one? It's a different conversation. Because I think they're taking one this draft.
Yes.
Whether it's first round guy or a mid round guy, they're going to take a quarterback. Newman in Monongalia County. Hi, Newman.
Good morning, and I don't live down there. I live in Monongahela.
Okay, one of the two.
Yeah. Anyways, if they can get a second-round pick back, I'm fine with a first-round quarterback. Otherwise, defense.
What if it's trading George Pickens to get that second-round pick?
Works for me.
All right, Newman, thank you.
Well, they would have to draft a receiver if they trade Pickens.
Right.
They would have to.
That's why
I don't think that they're going to trade Pickens.
I think they probably quietly shop him a little bit. I think ultimately you're right and they hang on to him. Like, they're going to get a third round comp pick for him. Not for next year's draft, but the following year. And are you going to trade him for better than a third round pick right now?
Uh-uh.
No. Uh-uh. And if you did a second round pick, you're right, Dorn. You're going to have to take a wide receiver. Now, the reason in their eyes that would make sense is because you're just starting the clock on another wide receiver and you're not going to have to pay that guy and maybe he's not a malcontent, blah, blah, blah. But I think it's way more likely than not it's Pickens and DK Metcalf as your primary wide receivers.
I think it's less than 1% chance that they trade.
Less than 1%?
Yes, that doesn't make any sense to me. You want to be like Cincinnati. You want to have two receivers. You want to be dominant on the outside. That's why you get DK to pair with somebody else.
Yeah, but he's not going to be. I mean, best case scenario, he's not going to be here longer than a year.
Okay, then you draft.
Then you're in a position of desperation. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here. Like, I can see how it makes sense to deal him. I wouldn't do it now because of the comp pick thing. But I could see why it would make some sense.
To me, it makes zero sense.
Is he going to be a Steeler in 2026?
Maybe.
They ain't paying two guys $30 million.
They're going to franchise him?
You have to pay him $30 million.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, that's what Cincinnati did, and they're the cheapest organization in sports.
Mm-hmm. And it's going to cost them maybe, probably, Trey Hendrickson, and the Steelers aren't going to move on from T.J. Watt.
Yeah, to restructure T.J. Watt's deal, you'll be fine.
I think there's a 1% chance that they, or even a less than 1% chance that they'd even trade him. Maybe. I think there's a 0% chance he's a Steeler beyond this season.
Hmm.
And I mean, hey, look, I'm interested in seeing it. Rodgers, Metcalf, Pickens.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
But they're not going to win the Super Bowl. Like, that, they're not. So, like, I can see the argument to dealing him. I wouldn't. But that's not fun for me to sit here and shake my head and say, I see your point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can, if they moved him, I'd get the process there.
But you would have to get a receiver, right?
Right. And then for your next guy, you've got DK Metcalf for 5 years if they take one this year, 4 years if they take one next year, and you'd have that rookie if you take him in the first round for 4 or 5 years. So we still have people texting in. If you don't know what you're doing at quarterback, why'd you get DK Metcalf? I just, that to me, you want to talk about dumb logic? And thank you for listening. I'm not calling you dumb. I just think that the logic on that is silly to me. You don't know who your quarterback is. Why would you get DK Metcalf? Because when you get a guy, you want him throwing the ball to DK Metcalf. It's not a one-year deal.
Right.
You're going to be here for five damn years. Silly to me. You're not only building the team for this year. You are building your organization. 412-928-9370. I'm arguing with people on the text line again, Dorn.
Are you?
And you can argue with us on Twitter as well. Brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's big night at tonight. Will we get an Aaron Rodgers answer? We'll get into that. We'll take your quarterback calls as well coming up next at 412-928-9370. Been a spicy show today. Trade Pickens, don't trade Pickens. Me and Callis arguing math, which probably makes neither of us look good.
Blocked me, too, for like 5 minutes.
You blocked him?
I blocked him on Twitter, Ian.
For what?
For the reaction.
I can't have dissenting opinions. You tell me, hey, get a little more involved, pay attention. I'm paying attention. I create an argument. You block me.
At least you admit you created the argument. So someone texted in and said, you guys should bring this up to John Wehner, and my response on the text line was, we are not subjecting our good friend John Wehner to our bastardized understanding of mathematics.
Well, I think he could be the equalizer, or he can be the tiebreaker.
I thought that was Queen Latifah. Isn't she the equalizer?
Denzel.
Like last week.
Oh, that's right. What did I do?
Queen Latifah is the TV version. It's the 2024 version, 2025 version.
I haven't seen that show. Do you think, like, does Queen Latifah, like, I feel like she could squash bad guys' heads between her thighs.
Yes. Yes.
Just break their head in half.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Buns of steel, Queen Latifah.
Yes.
But remember when Neil was on the previous week and you thought my torpedo bet.
That is true.
Opinion was nonsense, and then Neil
I know.
Said,
well, so here's McCallum another thing. Here's so this dovetails into this, and we'll get back to the quarterback conversation in a second here. But like, I'm talking to Southside Jake right now via text, and we've been going back and forth on Lemieux v. Bobby Orr for days, and he's like, "Well, I had Mike Lang agree with me, so whose opinion am I going to take, Mike Lang's or yours?" Well, yeah, you should take Lang's, but there are a lot of other hockey people, like people who've played the game, that think Lemieux is a better player than Orr. Like, we can all have different opinions. I would take Lang's hockey opinion over my own, but there's also bunches and bunches of hockey people that think Lemieux was a better player. Same thing. Michael McHenry said he'd love the torpedo bat and understands the merit of it, whereas Neil says, I don't know about it. So we all have opinions.
Yeah, but this opinion that we're probably going to ask Wehner about has to do with numbers.
Well, if we're only going off the numbers, we already know who won the argument. And it's the guy with the 5.5 year West Virginia education.
Yep.
Yeah, that West Virginia education. Dorn was agreeing with you for 2 minutes and you kept yelling him down.
Yep.
I didn't yell him down.
Yep. I was agreeing the whole time. And you just were like, nah.
No, it's not. You need to agree the way I want you to agree.
Right. But I was agreeing.
All right. Texter, if you aren't holding out hope that we somehow get Arch Manning next year, what are you doing?
What? Why are people so fascinated? Like, what did he do?
Even if he's God's gift to quarterback play, you're going to have a really hard time getting this guy. Like, that's the other thing.
Everybody else wants him too.
Everyone else is going to want him. So here's what would need to happen to get Arch Manning. We'll play the game. We'll play the game. You would either need to suck bad enough to have the number one overall pick, and that would guarantee you, obviously, your choice of anybody. That's how that works. Or you would need a team that has a franchise quarterback to somehow be the team that picks first overall. And then you need to trade up to get that guy.
What team could that be?
It would have to be a quarterback gets hurt. It would have to be like when Peyton got hurt and that led to Andrew Luck, that kind of thing.
Yeah, like Tampa or something.
Yeah, except then you'd want to keep Baker because it'd be a year. Like that kind. Like, he gets hurt game one. Sorry that we're doing this to you, Baker. He gets hurt game one. You lose, 14 games, and you get the number one overall pick, and you're not going to take a quarterback, and you'll get the king's ransom. Because that's the other part. If you're going to trade up to get any quarterback, doesn't have to be Manning. If you're going to trade up to get any quarterback, the 49ers, they traded up to get Trey Lance. So they jumped to third overall. They had to give up the 12th pick. They had to give up the next year's 29th pick.
Wow.
They had to give up a third round pick the next year and a first round pick in 2023. They gave up three first round picks and a third round pick to get Trey Lance. That wouldn't even jump into number one. And that was for a guy that had barely played in college.
Wow.
Like, if Arch Manning has the kind of year everyone thinks he's going to have, he will unquestionably, and that's if it happened, he'll unquestionably be the number one quarterback in the draft. You're going to have to give up more than what the Dolphins got for Trey Lance to get that guy. And it doesn't mean it wouldn't be worth it if he's the second coming, but you're not going to be the only one there bargaining for that spot then either. So it's just, it's really not realistic that you're going to wind up with the number one quarterback in the draft next year. And a texter writes in, don't discount the ability for Chicago to suck again and then keep Caleb Williams. Okay, fair enough. We can name whatever team and create a hypothetical. But again, you'd have to trade up to get that guy.
A lot.
You'd have to mortgage your entire franchise.
Right.
And I'm not even saying that's a bad idea if that guy is that good. But you're not going to be the only team trying to get that guy if he is that good. It's just unrealistic. The reason why people like me have said that next year is the year is if there's depth and you're picking between 15 and 21st and you have all those comp picks, you can jump from like 15th to 8th. But to jump from 15th to 1st?
Yeah, it's
or 20th to 1st? It's just unrealistic, folks. 412-928-9370. I'm happy we went down that path. Trey Lance thing didn't work out all that well, and they wound up getting Brock Purdy, so no big deal.
Right. Last pick of the draft. Was he? No, he wasn't
Mr. Irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Was he Mr. Irrelevant?
He was.
Wow.
How about that?
That's probably one of the craziest scenarios in NFL history.
No doubt. And now they're talking about whether or not they should pay that guy.
Well, I mean, they're basically telling us that they are. I mean, they're getting rid of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Got rid of, like, everybody.
You know what? That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Why? So
Debo's
that they can
gone.
Pay that dude.
Right.
And then I think that would be the mistake. Not that people are listening for 49ers talk, but you get rid of everybody and then pay Brock
that's
Purdy.
That's the only reason why he was good.
I agree.
Said that years ago. I was like, I don't think Brock Purdy's, I think he's going to have a down year. His second year. Did all right, but, like, I don't think that he's, like, some type of.
He ain't Brady.
No.
He ain't this guy that gets picked late in the draft and is going to come in and he does it all by himself.
Mm-mm.
And no. I don't see him that way. 412-928-9370. Back to the topic at hand. You got Shedeur Sanders coming in tomorrow for a visit. If the Steelers draft a quarterback 21st overall, Shedeur or Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe, what would your reaction be? 412-928-9370. We'll get you callers on hold. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Shedeur Sanders going to be visiting with the Steelers tomorrow. They get 30 of those, 30 non-local guys. So anytime they bring a dude in, you got to pay attention. Now they've brought in a couple of potential first-round quarterbacks.
I wonder if that works for like other teams in other cities, like non or the local guys, because like all of us pick guys that were draft eligible and worthy, like we are just allowed to take a visit to the Steelers.
Yeah. Pitt,
no wonder.
Pitt, West Virginia, I think Ohio State qualifies.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I think so.
Penn
I think
State.
So. Penn State. So, you know, it just depends on where you are, I guess.
Hmm.
It's nice that you got the Penn State. I mean, it's nice that you got any of those, but
yeah, well,
Pitt's
yeah.
put out a lot of NFL talent, too. The one that you don't really care about, actually, is my school, unfortunately.
Like, do USC players get automatic visits to the Chargers and the Rams? Like, I
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know how that worked.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone's got their own local whatever.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good cool. explanation by me.
Yeah.
We got Ray Fittipaldo coming up next on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumber and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Big Night At is tonight. And I'm a little self-conscious. I wonder if McAfee's listening to the show. I mean, you got to be on our best behavior.
He's probably asleep.
Or maybe for that guy, it would be on your worst behavior.
Well, doesn't he have a show today?
Yeah, I would think.
Probably here somewhere. So he's probably prepping for a show. He's not listening to us.
You think he preps?
Yes.
He got all them. All
well, he gets people to prep.
All
prep
them
him.
Producers. I just walk in. I'm Pat McAfee, king of the world.
Well, I mean, I think he tells them what he wants to talk
yeah,
about.
Yeah, sure.
And they put it together.
Yeah.
And then they prep him with all the stuff.
Yeah.
I bet you it's a pretty long process. Probably about 3 hours.
Just like ours, right?
Right. Exactly.
All right. Let's go to Bert in Greensburg. Hi, Bert. Bert. What up, Bert?
Bert. Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Bert, how do you spell your name?
B-U-R-T.
Yeah, Callis says B-E-R-T. I've never seen a B-E-R-T in my life. Never seen Bert that way once. All right, what you got for us, buddy?
This is my question. I know we need a franchise quarterback, but do you really think we can get one under Tomlin? Because he's not going to let him play.
Well, and I'm happy you bring that up because I think that's a huge part of the conversation here. Like, ideally, you want to get a Tomlin-proof quarterback. Like, a guy that needs as little development as possible. Like, as close to a sure thing as possible. Think Andrew Luck. Now, those guys don't grow on trees. And they come once in a generation.
And they're not going to be there when the Steelers usually pick.
Right. Right. What you're hoping for is a draft where there's four guys that are outstanding. And your third guy is also good enough to be most year's first guy. At least that's what I'm hoping for. Because, look, Shador has warts. Not literally, I don't think. Jackson Dart has issues. And these guys need to sit, probably, and develop. And I don't have a lot of faith that you can get the most out of these dudes. I don't. Now, you're in a better position than Kenny was because you don't have to deal with Matt Canada. Like, you have a grown-up offensive coordinator now, which would help. And you've got a structure in place where now you've even got an assistant quarterback coach. But, no, I don't have a ton of faith that they can take a project and, you know, wring every ounce of potential out of that towel.
Like a Milrow. Like, no. Like, that's why, like, that to me, like, would not be a good recipe for the Steelers. I mean, maybe for another team, like I said, like the Ravens as a backup quarterback makes so much sense because that's the type of offense, that's the type of quarterback you have. But you need a guy that is almost as polished as it can be at that time of the draft that isn't the first or second pick, which would be Dart, like, in my opinion, as I said yesterday. Dart is the most fine-tuned quarterback that you could get at that time that wouldn't go in the top five.
I worry about the sacks for Shador. I do. I mean, his line has been... I mean, his first year, it was the worst in college, and last year wasn't good either, but he holds on to that ball forever. Forever.
Yeah, but that's where DK Metcalf and those guys and George Pickens come in. You know, I know he had Travis Hunter, and that probably bailed him out a lot. If you go back and watch the film, like, it's probably worse than really what was on paper because of, you know, Travis Hunter, take him and say, like, he needs a break a series or a break a half and just play defense. Like, he probably bailed Shador out a lot. Like, DK Metcalf will bail you out. DK Metcalf can make any quarterback look
sure.
good. Sure. George Pickens can as well.
Yeah.
So that might help.
I just worry about the accrued hits. And then the one thing you can't say about the guy is he's scared. He ain't scared at all. Mm-mm. No, I mean, he hangs in there, and sometimes to his detriment. But you get hit a lot, it worries me.
I tell you what.
Tell me.
If I were one of those guys, I'd want to come to the Steelers. If I get to throw to DK Metcalf and George Pickens and Pat Freiermuth, like, I want to go to a situation like that. Like, even if it's going to be hard, and as a rookie quarterback, it's going to be hard at times, but at least I'm throwing to guys that are really good, you know?
Right. Like instead of New Orleans, like...
Exactly. I want to go to somewhere where I know, like, I got that guy.
With the Giants? I mean, we just did
Giants
all this.
Giants aren't bad because they have neighbors.
They have neighbors, and Darius Slay, who I can't...
Slayton.
Who I wanted the Steelers to draft. Now I can't sit here and say he sucks then.
Mm-mm.
Damn it. But I want to say that. I'm getting murdered on the text line right now. You know why?
Why?
Because Bert of Bert and Ernie fame was B-E-R-T. Also, there's Bert Kreischer. People just blowing up the text line, listing famous Bert spelled B-E-R-T. Callis, I apologize. I'm sorry.
Ha-ha!
All right,
can you name another famous Bert?
Reynolds, but he's
there,
a U.
There you go.
Are we RIPing?
Yes.
Damn it!
Burt Young was in Rocky, Paulie in Rocky.
Is he still with us?
Nope.
Golly, man.
Yeah, we're old.
Someone check on Ernie's pal. Is he okay? Is the original...
I always got them mixed up.
No way.
Well, I didn't know who was Burt and who was Ernie. I always thought Ernie... Wait, is Ernie the skinnier head one or the... Oh, see, I got him. Burt is the fatter head one?
He's the yellow one, yeah.
I'm colorblind.
Skinny head early, yellow one.
See, I'm all messed up with Sesame Street. They had to mess me up big time.
That explains it.
Yeah.
I don't think I could have told you which one was Bert or Ernie
right.
either.
No. Oh, no.
Just a couple of dudes hanging out for their entire lives.
How old are they?
They're puppets, man. I don't know.
I mean, how old are they supposed to be?
It's hard to say.
Hi, everybody. It's Ryan Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.